England.
East Tilbury on the Thames estuary in Essex is a piece of the old Czechoslovakia planted in England. It was here in 1933 that the Zlín-based shoe empire Batia opened its first English plant. As well as the factory, the company also constructed its own small town for workers, following the Czechoslovak model. The plant lasted until 2006, but in many respects it still carries on. The Batia estate and factory have been designated a conservation area. A reminiscence and resource centre was opened in 2002 to serve as a sort of museum and focal point for the memories of this unique community. We spoke to the centre's leading light, Mike Ostler, about its operation, the continued links between Essex and South Moravia, and why he became involved in the first place.
I live down the road in Grays. I have no direct family linkage to the Barter organisation as such, but I was asked if I would come in as a sort of a historian, local historian interested in heritage, and to give some input. And once you get sucked in, it is... It's a very clingy sort of operation. Once you've been to Zlín once, you want to go back there again. Don't ask me why, it's just a lot of old buildings, isn't it? But it's that sort of thing. I never could be as supportive of a football team as I am of this mid-European shoe manufacturing organisation, which is no longer in mid-Europe. So it's a very intriguing operation. A couple of volunteers keep an eye on the website, which is getting bigger and bigger by the minute. The amount of information available on bartermemories.co.uk is surprising.
And people are still bringing items in. There's still a lot of interest in the community.
Yes. To be slightly cynical about this, as people pass on, their children arrive and think, well, we've got to clear this house built to a slightly strange design. You see, you haven't got a loft in a flat-roofed house. So I wonder where they put all the stuff that we lesser mortals living in normal houses with pitch roofs stick everything up in the roof. You can't do that in the original Barter houses. Maybe you have a cellar, yeah. Okay, so they find all these things, and if they see the word Barter written on it, and they know that their parent or whoever it is they're clearing up from has a Barter connection, and they're still in this area, then they naturally bring things here. And silly things, let's think about it. In the big ballroom, which was the ground floor of the Barter Hotel, Hostel, Community House, now called Stamford House, in the old days it was a ballroom and they had big parties there and big events there. Lots of the young ladies, it would appear, in their handbags, used to take home glasses for all sorts of funny drinks. What was the baby sham? That was the one. Had a very large shaped glass. Okay, you think if it had Barter Hotel written on it, it would stay at the Barter Hotel. Oh no. We've got virtually a complete set of Barter Hotel baby sham glasses who've come in from different places where they found these and they said, well, is that good to us? So they bring them in here. And we've almost got a complete set of sherry. We certainly got enough cups and saucers to have a tea party.
About the East Tilbury site, why is this unique for the Barter operation in Britain?
Well, it was the largest one of several sites that they had. They had lots of ancillary sites that produced certain things. It was also the headquarters for Barter UK Limited. They had the, shall we say, national admin here. So anything that came in from Zlín came to East Tilbury, and then East Tilbury disseminated it as required around the smaller sites.
The Zlín concept was also built here, obviously on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the original plan was to make quite a large one. I would think probably before the Second World War, they'd only built about 30%, if that, of their overall plan. It wasn't to necessarily build many more factory blocks, but certainly to build many more of the houses, because at the moment, or when they were in their heyday, the bulk of the workers were having to come in on the train and or buses from the other villages around and even out as far as Grays or Tilbury itself. So that meant that an awful lot of time was wasted, in the Bath's eyes, was wasted from people travelling backwards and forwards, and get more out of them if they lived on the site and they didn't get away and have other attractions or find other jobs, because there was a job on the doorstep in Stamford or Corringham, and so they'd suddenly give up and go to that one. So there were advantages of having more people living, like Inslin, around, and between the existing Barter estate and the River Thames, which is only sort of a mile down the marshes, that area was all scheduled to be housing. We've got the plans how it was going to be, even right down to the river, and then I believe the long-term plan was to put a dock onto the river there so they could actually ship stuff straight off from here, Barter UK, to Europe. That never happened. Second World War intervened, and after the Second World War, housing shortage was a national problem rather than a specific problem for Barters.
But this is the only site in Britain where the Barter housing model went ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Other places were using existing factory space that could do the small industrial process that they needed, and the people just lived adjacent. Here at East Tilbury, it started as a farmer's field. And so having bought the farm, it was called St. Clair's Farm in the early days, having bought the farm, the Barter factory and the Barter original housing and the Barter hostel come hotel that was this block here originally, across there, they set that up, and that was basic Barter architectural design, no doubt about it. The plans we've got have signed off from Zlin by whichever the appropriate house architect was at the time. Nowhere else in the UK did this model happen. That's why not only is it unique in the UK, but it tends to be unique in Europe, because most of the others on mainland Europe had bombs dropped on them by someone or other, and we managed to survive over here, apart from a couple of incendiary bomb attacks.
And if I understand correctly, the sort of the Zlin connection continues today, because both units here and in the Czech Republic are now mostly not used, and you in a sense are trying to get some inspiration from Zlin about what could be done here in the future.
Yes, I think this is a two-way process, actually. When I was over there at the conference earlier in the year, one or two people were getting me a drink and chatting to me to find out what we were doing with our buildings here. So I think I was being pumped for information. And I said, well, I've come over here to find out what you're up to. They're a little bit ahead of us insofar as... I mean, Building 21, for example, got a lot of money out of Europe to be made, this is in Zlin, to be made into a regional government centre. The other building that I was very interested with had got money from Brussels, again, for development with the local university, was working in there, part of it, and then lots of other ideas in the same building, and they cut the atriums down through the roof to let light into the centre of it, and they'd broken it into smaller units and so forth. Lots of good ideas there, which would fit very well on the buildings that we've got left here at East Tilbury. Over here, I mean, we've got 1, 2, 3 big buildings here, and each of them has got a small nub of something going on in them, but very, very, very little and very low key. The old hotel, hostel, community centre building, community house building, has in fact already been converted into flats. So there's a start. So one now has got to be able to hope that someone, A's got the vision, and B's got the money to be able to do that in the other buildings on the other side.